Bill Thompson's exit from the mayor's race today marks the second time the former city comptroller failed in his bid for City Hall. WNYC's Anna Sale says Thompson's concession today was the culmination of a nearly unending campaign since he came closer than expected in his race against Michael Bloomberg 4 years ago.
Bill Thompson ran the longest campaign of any of the Democratic hopefuls.
The work we started during this campaign doesn't end tonight. In fact, it's just beginning.
That was Thompson 4 years ago, on the night he lost to Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Fewer than 50,000 votes kept him from Gracie Mansion in 2009.
We may not have won the election, and yet I know that this campaign had to be waged.
That year, Thompson's message was simple: no more Bloomberg.
Eight is enough. Eight is enough.
His supporters chanted, "Eight is enough," in this scratchy recording from the night he won the Democratic nomination.
And I'm ready to take on Mike Bloomberg!
His message then sounded a lot like Bill de Blasio's now.
After 8 years of a mayor who was looked out for the rich and powerful, isn't it time we had a mayor who looked out for the rest of us?
Thompson saw the narrow loss as a vindication that conventional wisdom was wrong about his candidacy, including worries that he was too mild-mannered to catch on. But 4 years later, questions about whether Thompson had the necessary toughness were back.
Look, it's New York City. If you don't scream, if you don't holler, you're mild-mannered. If you don't try and throw someone down the stairs, you lack fire in the belly.
At a January breakfast hosted by business leaders, Thompson emphasized his comfort with being a power broker in city politics. He talked about his father, a politician who eventually became an appellate judge, and his roots in Brooklyn's rough-and-tumble politics.
I'm the son of this city, a product of Brooklyn's streets, schools, and churches.
But he was accompanied by Al D'Amato, the former Republican senator who became a top fundraiser for the Thompson campaign. Thompson was projecting this message. He was a candidate the establishment could be comfortable with. He called for more police officers, for example, but said he wouldn't make wealthy New Yorkers pay for it.
That's how you increase the number of police officers without increasing taxes.
Contrast that with Comptroller John Liu, who told the same group of business leaders a few months later that you can't be afraid of policies that, quote, piss off rich people. The current and former comptrollers also sparred on stop and frisk, an oppression exchange at a mayoral forum in March when John Liu brought Thompson's stepson into the debate.
Bill, I have to say this. Every time you talk about your 15-year-old, I feel terrible. I feel terrible that he has to live in a city like this, and a young man like your son would have to go through the potential of being stopped and frisked. No, I'm the one who has to worry about my son being stopped and frisked. I'm concerned about my son also being shot by somebody who's a member of a gang in the street.
But in the end, it was not Bill Thompson's black stepson who became the face of stop and frisk. It was another 15-year-old, Bill de Blasio's biracial son.
Thank you, Michael.
On education, Thompson was less measured and more anti-Bloomberg. Thompson, a former City Board of Education president, won the coveted endorsement from the United Federation of Teachers.
Let me make it real clear. As mayor, I'm not going to demonize teachers. We've had enough of that.
The teachers union didn't endorse when Thompson ran against Bloomberg 4 years ago. This time, it spent more than $2.6 million to help him. It wasn't enough. After several days of waiting to see if the vote count might get him into a runoff, Thompson conceded another loss.
I've been out there speaking to New Yorkers for months and months and months. So, you know, this is kind of the end of that. And there's a little bit of, it's touching in a lot of ways.
He ended his campaign on the steps of City Hall, surrounded by teachers' union leaders and members of the old guard of the city's black political leadership, including Representative Charles Rangel. This time around, Thompson had bet that being the only black candidate in the field would go a long way to getting him to second place and position to win a runoff. That was a miscalculation, says Mark Winston Griffith, the executive director of Brooklyn Movement Center, which tries to build political power in Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights.
I mean, he was seen as, and still is to a certain extent, seen as part of the black political elite.
A WNYC analysis found Thompson lost 80% of majority black precincts to Bill de Blasio. Griffith expects the elite part of the black political elite worked against him.
I mean, I think that Bill Thompson has always been seen as someone who's got a strong, you know, sort of a good combination of an inside as well as an outside game. Someone who you go to who can sort of has the ability, at least on some level, to kind of speak to the quote-unquote masses, as well as deal with people, you know, on the inside, you know, the smoke-filled rooms and with corporate types. And he's always been sort of someone who's kind of straddled those worlds. That just wasn't the candidate folks were looking for this time around.
Instead, Democrats picked the politician who ran as the outsider, Bill de Blasio. And as Thompson conceded, he didn't call it a beginning. This time, he said it's kind of the end. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.